From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Best of Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every day from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Enjoy your Wednesday. Enjoy your hump day. Going to turn it into a hump night.
Well,
speaking of, I hope you had a Timberwolves. It's Wolves, Monsey, not Wolves. Timberwolves sort of night. Pacers, Mavs with the big win and some good games tonight. But the biggest story isn't who Garcia's dating. It's what, Rich?
Today is National Pigs in a Blanket Day.
That's not what I was going for.
And
yay.
My thought is this.
I'll give you a low five. We invented the low five, Rich and I.
My point is this. You could be at a black tie affair. You could be at a country club. You could be at the most sassy, invite-only, $1,000-a-plate event. You could be at the sassiest of places. You could be at the Buxton's Country Club. There could be a raw bar, seafood, crab legs, sushi. Nobu himself could be feeding you spicy tuna in your mouth. There could be, you know, some guy at a carving station. Yet, no one, no matter how fancy you are, no one will ever say no if someone's walking around, passing around little pigs in a blanket.
Ooh.
I mean, you're right about that.
It's like you could have the sassiest
affair.
That might
be the one thing we agree on today.
I mean, Danny, you could go to a wedding where they have the nicest stuff. They're passing around little crackers with you know, salmon on it.
We get it.
Ooh,
we
little
don't care how pretentious you are, how highbrow you think you are.
Oh, we have a Roma over there.
How classy and sophisticated you think you are. You're not turning down a pig in a blanket.
Some dude or lady walks around with a little tray of weenie tots. You're grabbing two of them, dipping them in mustard, and being like, nom, nom, nom.
So I would like to point out, too, this is two shows in a row where we've opened with tiny sausage talk.
Yeah. it's what's on our mind.
Yeah. Hour one yesterday was labeled tiny NBA sausage blame.
That's right.
Would you like a swine in a fabric?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Would you like a swine in a
even worse, Iowa Sam, guys like Rich, but everybody, you start following that guy and seeing, you know, where he's going, just so you can go and get some more. Like, where'd that guy go?
I was the biggest a-hole at a wedding I went to recently where I saw that they were coming in and out of the kitchen with different sweet hors d'oeuvres.
So you just hung out by the kitchen?
I hung out by the kitchen door, and everyone that walked up, wait, hold on. Ooh. Oh. It was one of those, you ever see when they serve now, like, soup in a big spoon? When you have soup appetizers in a big spoon, oh, that's sassy.
I'm not at that elite level yet.
But hey, speaking of, spell hors d'oeuvres. I'll give you $25 if you get it right.
Nice.
All right. I'm going to try.
You're
a gambling man, right?
I'm going to try horse.
You like to gamble. Let's do it.
All right. Horse d'oeuvres is how you would spell hors d'oeuvres.
So. Horse d'oeuvres?
Horse d'oeuvres.
You're giving him hints.
All right. Sorry.
H-O-R. Horse. H-O-R-S-D.
Okay.
Now, the Duvers part. It's not like Rafael Devers. It's like Duvers.
Yeah, I'll give you a hint. Don't forget the apostrophe.
Is there an E-U-V-E-R-S?
I'm not giving him any hints.
Yes, the final answer.
No. You just lost $25.
There's an extra O in there.
Yeah, there is.
There's a D, an apostrophe, an O-E, U-V-R-E-S.
Oh.
It's impossible to spell.
Yes.
I can't believe how close you got.
Horse de Uvers, otherwise known as hors d'oeuvres.
Enjoy that. Enjoy your pigs in a blanket day, everybody. Your cocktail weenies. Yeah. That's Rich's middle name, by the way. Rich Cocktail Weenie
Davis. Speaking of cocktail weenies, another one. Recently, there was a, what's a dog? The dachshund?
Yeah.
That is spelled dog. Like dachshund?
You just figured this out or something?
D-A-C-H-S-H-U-N-D.
No, you know, maybe we should talk about Reggie Bush. All right.
Wiener dog talk, please.
Wiener dog talk. That's hour one.
And this CNR spelling bee has been brought to you by Express Pros.
All right. He brought up cocktail weenies.
All right. Wembanyama. That's easy.
Chachki.
Dan
Patrick calls him Wembanyama.
There's an N in there.
When, bam, yama, it's spelled exactly how it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest story has nothing to do with
horse
cocktail franks and horse duvers and weenies at all. It has to do with Reggie Bush.
If I were Reggie Bush, I would say, take that Heisman Trophy and shove it up your ass.
From which end?
Are you serious? Which end? Ooh, that's a good question.
The base or the top?
No, the hand. The hand of the...
Everybody remembers Reggie Bush won the Heisman in 2005.
Of course. I mean, and that's the part of it that I, Covino, always stand by. You could take something away from someone, but if everyone remembers it, like when the Astros cheated to win the World Series, according to many, when people say, well, take away the World Series, my first thought was, yeah, I guess for...
According to many, they admitted they did it.
That's true. Now...
That's how they got immunity.
When people say, Danny, well, take away their World Series, I'm like, that's a little cute technicality, but guess what I remember seeing? Them celebrating and cheering, and that's the lasting image. I remember Reggie Bush flipping into the end zone, dominating for USC.
But
take away his Heisman or not,
history books will say something different. For other generations.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes you take away something from someone, it's actually more remembered. Like Galarraga's no-hitter or a perfect game, more memorable because it was taken away, right? So sometimes those asterisks are more memorable. So to me, Reggie Bush would be like, yo, beat it.
But he epitomized everything that was Heisman. Ask Johnny Manziel.
Yep.
That's why he said, yeah, I'm not going to recognize or acknowledge mine until you give it back. He epitomized everything that was a Heisman Trophy winner, except for the fact that he was making money off of his name before it was a legal thing to do. Forfeited his trophy back in 2010, so for the past 14 years, he was not Heisman Trophy winner Reggie Bush. Now, Rich, I know you live by this mantra that rules are for fools.
I do.
Rules are for fools! But
you got to keep in mind,
although...
You ever go somewhere and they want you to walk through... rows and rows and rows of stanchions, and no one's online. No one's in line.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's easier just to duck under.
Yeah.
Like, cut the line.
Like one time I went to.
I always get my backpack caught on that rope.
One time I went to duck under.
Knock it over. And
the person's like, no, you can't do that. I'm like, I can. Because rules are for fools, Danny G.
No, because you think you're above the law like Steven Seagal. You're not on the Mount Rushmore of action stars.
I'm sorry. Did you say Steven Seagal?
I did.
You mean. The Mount Rushmore, like, as we said yesterday?
Yes.
Him, Keanu, Arnold, and Sly.
I'm going to take you to the bank, Senator Trent. To the blood bank.
Rich thinks he's above the law and that he's above rules. And I guess Reggie Bush thought so, too, at the time. Or he thought, hey, these rules are stupid, which, in retrospect, we could admit and acknowledge, yeah, they are.
Or he just is the one that got caught.
Or he's the one that got caught.
Obviously, there's other Heismans who probably took some money.
Without a doubt, no doubt, no diggity. So, it poses the question, do you take it and shove it up, like Rich suggested, because rules are for fools, or do you say, yeah, you know what, I broke the rules back then, and I happily accept it now, that's cool that they made amends here, they wronged the right, because it is like that guy that's in jail, Rich, for smoking weed, and now it's legal. It's like, well, hey! You look back and you said, hey, we were wrong about this. That's why you changed it, right? So how wrong is it? Would you accept this?
Do you look back at your
olive branch, I guess?
Do you look back at your mistakes? But if there wouldn't be mistakes in current day, do you look at it differently?
See, I look at it this way. I think he did his time, per se, 14 years without it. I'm not saying he was arrested or anything. I'm just saying he didn't have his Heisman.
What are you in the big house for?
Because he Heisman. Broke the rules back then. Those were the rules back then. In retrospect, we could say, yeah, those were silly rules because we changed the rules. But
you used to have a rule that if you kept your socks on, it wasn't cheating.
Yeah, but we evolved because you know what cheating is now?
Like DMing someone.
DMing someone. Liking a hot girl's picture is considered cheating to a younger person. Why are you liking? You only care that I liked it because she's hot in a bikini. If she was not hot, you wouldn't care. So it's a sliding scale because things change throughout time. So in retrospect, yeah, it was stupid. But those were the rules at the time. So to be honest, I'm not a rules for fools kind of guy. I abide by the rules.
Sometimes rules are silly. Look at how things change so quickly in society. Within the last 10 to 20 years, you couldn't mention a point spread on any sports network, any game, or anything. Now, I mean, one of our main sponsors is DraftKings. Other people got BetMGM, FanDuel, everything out there.
I'm not saying I didn't think it was dumb even then that a college player couldn't make a few bucks, you know. But some people were leaning on, well, yeah, you get a free ride, man. And you get to get this, I don't know, Rich, an education that you always seem to downplay. You get this education. You get this future. You get to build the name. You get this massive platform.
You sound like the old crusty white guy administrator that's like, oh, we're making tens of millions of dollars, but you get an education.
Well, at the time, and still, your education does matter, and it's what you do with it. Just because you went to clown college or whatever you came from, you know, doesn't mean that other people don't take their education seriously. So there were reasonings, telling you, like, the reason that we were like, all right, I get it.
Clown college will just,
even though you know
how to stack 12 people in a car?
Even though it's not the,
do you know how to make
the biggest deal, it's, Rich, can you stop with the horn, please?
Do you know how to effectively use a hand buzzer?
Got you. Even though we could squirting back or squirting even flower. Then say it was silly, you know, he still broke the rules. And those are in effect for a reason.
Yeah, I think, I almost feel like it's an interesting thought. What will change in the next 20-something years?
I bet he's happy to have it back. That's like the same with Pete Rose, right? Like, you think Pete Rose is going to say, Hall of Fame, shove it up your ass. No, he's going to be like, you know, I broke the rules at the time. In retrospect, they're stupid. But I broke the rules that were implemented at the time. Therefore, I did my time. And I'm happy and honored to say that I lived out to a point where we could look back and now be acknowledged for my greatness and not for the stigma that was attached to me for breaking these rules all those years ago.
You know what sucks? Pete Rose will be in the Hall of Fame after he dies.
Let's hope
not. Which is a shame. He'll die eventually.
But again,
we all will.
He doesn't have his Hall of Fame acknowledgement because he was betting on baseball, betting for himself to win, which is funny because we're praising Ryan Garcia, who just bet on himself to win in boxing.
Yeah. And, you know, it took USC a while to come around. They made up with him, a couple of years ago. He, though, Reggie Bush said, you know how they put those big jerseys up at the one end of the LA Memorial Coliseum? It's to honor their Heisman Trophy winners.
Yeah.
He said that USC said that they were willing to put that back, but he was quoted as saying, I don't want that back up in the Coliseum until I get my Heisman back. So a lot of USC fans wondering today if that's going to go back up in the stadium.
Definitely, I think so.
Oh, what about OJ's?
His big jersey has been missing for a long time.
I mean,
that deserves a little they ever clown put
his, yeah, I don't think they ever put his big jersey up because they thought it would be too much of a distraction.
I mean, the glove didn't fit.
So the question is, Fox Sports Radio Nation, based on the good news today, Reggie Bush getting his Heisman back, you know, now that we could say in retrospect, yeah, it was kind of silly because we've changed the rules. If you were Reggie Bush, if you were Pete Rose, would you say, take it and shove it? Or would you respectfully say, yeah, okay, and just be happy that you got it back? I'm going with the latter here.
Hey, listen.
It's a
good
story.
A lot of times rules, laws, things change. It depends on you know, your stance on it. Think about all different legislature, right, throughout our lifetime. If you were a gay couple that couldn't get married forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden they're like, now you can. Do you think a lot of those gay couples were like, oh, that's sweet? Or like, oh, now it's okay, later. You're like, I don't know. It's a question for you to answer.
Just acceptance alone is probably frustrating for a lot of gay couples.
I was going to say, are you the type of person that's like, oh, you finally came around and you lean into it? Or you're like, no, beat it. F you. Like, I don't know. What, like, Reggie Bush seems like he might be the type that says, thank you, I'll take it back. USC, what's up? I don't know.
I mean, this goes back to that age-old argument of letter of the law versus spirit of the law. Because,
mm-hmm.
Spot, was it the game show Wheel of Fortune where fans were outraged because a winner, like, kind of stumbled as they were reading the answer?
And
he said, nope, sorry. And people were outraged, but that's the letter of the law.
Yeah. Achilles.
No, the Achilles one, that guy deserves to lose.
Not that one. Figure. There's been, that's
Achilles!
Happened. It's happened a few times, a couple
for
of times.
$1 million, Achilles. Yeah. That guy should live with that for the rest of his life.
So I feel like all of our staff, I feel like we're all kind of spirit of the law people. I don't see any of us walking around saying, it says exactly this.
There are times in life where you want to say, shove it. So, Rich, let's say you were fired, right? Let's say you were fired from your job. No, I'm just, I'm saying hypothetical.
Okay.
Not necessarily you, the collective you. You, Darvish.
You're fired.
Let's say you were fired.
My job at Wendy's back in the day, no one worked a drive-thru better.
You're fired.
Welcome to Wendy's. Could I help you?
And you were humiliated.
I'll have a double bacon cheeseburger. Hold on. And
you were so distraught about this. Couldn't believe it. Life was ruined at the time. But then the job came back with a sweeter offer all these years later because they admitted they were wrong. You, who says that pride is stupid, are going to say, yeah, take your offer and shove it? Or are you going to say, you know what? Cool, I'm going to go for it. It's kind of that. Like, there's a time and place where you tell people to shove it, but this isn't one of them. He's getting his award back. That's a lifetime achievement. I think all's fair and all's well, and Johnny Manziel could also party. And they did right by Reggie Bush. I think it's a good story.
All right. Hey, your thoughts?
It shows you how far we've come.
Monty, Clippers 1-1. Do you feel comfortable, or do you not like that they dropped one of the first two?
I think it was a realistic...
This is going to go 7, I think.
Yeah, I thought that it's a great series.
I think people are all focused on Lakers Nuggets because it's higher profile.
Yeah.
But that series is, let's be honest, sort of over.
A little bit. This one's exciting.
The Clippers Mavs might be the one first round series that we're going to be locked for a game 7.
Yeah, I wish Kawhi wouldn't have played, to be honest with you. It's like I don't think he's 100%, and he kind of put a wrench in the continuity that they had created.
I saw you were there.
I was there.
I heard the crowd went nuts.
Right.
I mean, I got to give credit where it's due. VJ Vernon Husky tweeted out that he hadn't heard.
That's your boyfriend, right?
He hadn't heard the arena that loud ever, he said, until they announced him.
He did say that. I'm just wondering, like, how many games he's comparing that to. That he's actually been to a Clipper game. Because I agree. I was there.
It was wild.
Huge roar. Yeah.
Right.
It was a huge roar. Because
he's the official now correspondent for the Clippers, no?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, my bad.
No, but it was wild, though, huh? And why don't you wish he played?
I just think that the Clippers were in a groove, and they threw it off. He threw it off.
He's not 100%.
Yeah. I get you.
Like, I would have just held him maybe a couple more games, like, you know.
Let him sit it out. Get healthy.
Yes, like really
healthier. Okay, so that series tied 1-1. And, again, tonight, Heat at Celtics, Pelicans at Thunder. Hope you're enjoying your NBA. Now, Rich is enjoying this week, not only because of the basketball, but because, well, the NFL draft.
I'm so excited.
I mean, this guy, if you're wondering why he's so excited, I mean, it's in his nature. He's the most hyped up guy you ever met, but especially this week because of the draft.
Yeah. Tomorrow, I'll tell you why. You have so much to look forward to. So many angles, so much fun. We'll get to that. Can you hear a song sometimes and know what year it was? Because you remember where you were, like at a bar, club, college, or something, or no?
Yeah.
Am I wrong or right by saying "No Diggity" by Blackstreet is 98? I feel like I was working at my college radio station freshman year, and I remember playing that song and being like, "Yeah, No Diggity." 96?
Yeah, you remembered wrong.
I remembered wrong.
Hey, it doesn't mean...
Oh, maybe they, it was maybe even an older song.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean he didn't hear it. It just didn't come out.
Good night, guys. I'm done.
Didn't come out in 98.
It was still playing on the radio a lot in 97.
That song was a smash, yeah.
No diggity.
No doubt.
No doubt. So we are going to talk NFL draft. We're going to talk all that. But now
Rich had the version by Wax Street. You remember Wax Street?
Yeah, Wax Street.
Yeah, Rich used to listen to them.
Good one.
That came out in 98.
Giselle. How am I like her? Well, tell the Giselle story, and then I have an embarrassing quick story. And I'm curious if anyone else has done this move. And I think it's a clutch move.
You mean a lame move? Is clutch like the new lame or something?
Tell the story, Bozo.
Giselle was stopped at a routine traffic stop, right? And the story goes that it looked like the stress was getting to her. And this is all documented. There's pictures and video and everything. And then she gets real emotional during this exchange and encounter with the officer. And it looks like she starts to cry when she gets a ticket. So, again, according to my understanding, I'm no news update anchor like Monsi Bolaños, but it seemed like a routine traffic stop that resulted in a ticket. So maybe she didn't have all the paperwork or something. Maybe she said something and rubbed the guy the wrong way. I'm not sure why she got the ticket, because they're saying routine stop, but she got a ticket.
I want to give everyone a piece of advice, especially the men. And because this has worked for women for years, let's be honest. I feel like tears in the right moment could get you out of things.
Those are crocodile tears like Sandy Lyle.
The year was 02!
Don't support him.
The year was 02. I'm working in New York City at the pop station, Z100. Now,
You want to barf? Seriously, you want to barf? I've never told this story on Fox Sports, but I was working at K-Rock New York, right?
Are you gonna? I'm going to barf?
Yeah, you're going to barf. It'll explain a lot about Rich. And I'd be driving home late at night, and my girlfriend maybe would leave this station on in my car because I would never listen to that trash. And
I'm sorry, I was listening to Shinedown over and over again.
And I would hear Rich Davis on my rides home.
And you're like, oh my God, I want to work with him so bad.
No.
And he would have production. It would be Night from the Empire, from the top of the Empire State Building. Right? Nighttime hottie, Rich Davis. Like, nighttime hottie? What a dork. And at the time, I'm like, who is this guy? We didn't have social media. Eventually, I met him. I'm like, you're the nighttime hottie. But then you wonder why.
Yeah, like, then he said, please work with me for the next 20 years. That's what he said.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
That's a beautiful story.
Nighttime. Yeah. Can we add that to our Fox production? Daytime hottie.
So, I'm like early 20s and in way over my head. I have no business working at a big radio station in New York, but someone gave me a chance, so I just had to roll with it. And I'm running late. And you know, in radio, it's not like a regular job where you could be like, yeah, I'm running like 10 minutes late. You replace another host. Like, if I'm late, it's Doug Gottlieb. What is he going to stick around and keep going? Like, you.
Why were you running late?
You keep. I was just running on time, but there was a traffic jam at the Holland Tunnel.
Oh.
And there were all these construction cones. And I'm like 21, and I'm like, my God, I can't be late. I'm so lucky to have this job. If I'm late, if radio and TV hosts can't be late on set.
Yeah, you can't.
So I did what I thought I had to do, and I cut around these construction cones. And all of a sudden, you do a better siren than me.
Wait.
Like Steven Seagal above the law over here.
You mean you broke the rules?
I'm a regular Reggie Bush.
Rules are for fools.
And some cop pulls me over. And I feel like this guy, he looked at me like he was about to put me in handcuffs. Because he's like, construction zone, there was an accident, this and that. What are you doing, you little son of a... He's like yelling at me. I'm like,
but officer, I'm nighttime hottie. I'm the nighttime hottie.
So...
Brother, you know me from the radio.
He was...
I'll dedicate Blackstreet to you if you let me go.
To Officer McGee. So this guy, this officer, NYPD, nice dude, I'm sure. He started yelling at me like, I'm going to give you a ticket. And he started listing off like 20 things. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to have a license anymore. He starts saying, like, he might as well have said, I'm going to lock you up, kid.
And you're 21.
And I'm 21. got a great opportunity. I'm like, I can't be late. I'm working at the biggest radio station in New York, and I'm going to be late. Adam, now what am I going to get arrested? I start crying. I'm like, I'm going to lose everything.
She's like, blubber
crying? This is my dream job, and I'm so sorry,
like,
officer.
Ugly face crying?
And this guy, the officer, looks at me, and he goes, my God. You are effing pathetic. Just go.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
He let me go.
That's what I would do. Oh. I'd smack you in the face like in The Godfather when the guy starts crying.
He looked at me.
You can act like a man.
You are effing pathetic. Just go.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Sound the trumpets! It's horse racing time, so saddle up for the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250.
Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code CANDR. That's CANDR. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay. You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
I hope you had a Shohei Ohtani sort of Tuesday night.
That ball landed.
450-foot bomb. 118.7 miles per hour exit velocity.
Yeah, hardest he's ever hit a baseball in the major leagues.
Just teed off on that bad boy. Danny G hit us up all excited about it. Mid as high. Mid as far. That ball's still out there, man. That was a nice one. And again, tonight, some great games in the NBA. Happy to be here with you. Later today on the show, midweek major, the biggest stories in the world of sports and pop culture. We do it midweek. But are the stories mid, as the kiddies say? weak, or major. Now, to wrap up our previous discussion,
that's so mid.
Giselle Bündchen with the two dots over the U, like Motley Crue.
Bündchen.
What's that called again?
I don't know.
Oh, it's Motley Crue? I thought it was Motley Lou.
No, they're good too.
Have you seen Hot Tub Time Machine in a while?
You mean the inventor of Lugal, right?
I haven't seen that movie in a long time. I recently saw a couple highlights, you know, skipping through it.
Speaking
really
of
funny.
Highlights, have you seen Monsi Bolaños lately? She got her hair done.
Nice. Oh, I know. Looks great.
Thank you.
Speaking of highlights, did you see Nighttime Hottie Rich Davis in the early
2000s? I had highlights.
He had highlights and bootcut jeans.
I saw him
crying.
Did
you have frosted tips?
I did at one point.
You did?
But not like Rich.
Hardcore did. And a puka shell necklace.
Oh!
Rich looked like he stepped right out of NSYNC.
That's accurate, yes.
But I mean, I can't hardly wait. It was the early 2000s. That's like asking someone in the 70s if they had, bell bottoms. I mean,
now, Giselle, you got to imagine Giselle Bündchen, right? They're in Florida.
Bündchen.
And Bündchen. Surfside PD sees this G-Wagon, you know, come cruising up. Sweet-ass G-Wagon. Still something I want one day. Someday.
You could get one. They're not like out of your price range.
I mean, you can get one right now.
It's not like that. What's that car that's parked in the Fox Sports Radio garage as soon as you walk in sometimes? Like some Bentley?
The white Bentley?
Whatever that Bentley is. I'm like, how much is that car, you think?
Right.
Danny G, you're a car guy. Is that hundreds of thousands of dollars?
That's $300,000.
Oh, yeah.
Harvey has a Bentley.
It's got its own little spot. I'm like, who is that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's in her G-Wagon.
You know, yours is that other car that hasn't been cleaned.
Do you guys realize there's an underground garage here where it's nothing but cars like that?
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
There's a secret executive garage beneath us.
Yeah. Say who?
And it's every car above $100,000.
Oh, yeah. I know what it is. When you walk in, you know the guy that runs the parking garage? When you walk, you
Mike?
Yeah. you have to say, Rolio. Yeah, you have to say New England clam chowder. And it's like, the red or the white. And you're like, I never forget that.
Midweek
white.
Major pays really well, by the way.
Yeah. Well,
one of my cars.
Giselle's in her G-Wagon in Florida, and it's a routine traffic stop, and they take her information. The cop, think about that, though. He's probably looking at, like, Giselle. And she got the two dots over there.
I'm sorry.
Bündchen.
Can you spell Bündchen?
I know. Right? And he's probably talking it over with his cop buddy, like, it doesn't even say Brady anymore. Check this out. Right?
So you're saying there's
Did
a chance.
Did it ever say Brady?
I don't know. I'm just speculating what the cops must
got
be thinking.
Got you.
You think they're that oblivious that they don't realize it's Giselle?
Like, when you pull over
she's got two dots over the U. I mean, if you pull over anyone notable, Matt, like if you were happen to be in L.A. and you're an LAPD and you're like, Mr. Dwayne the Rock Johnson, stand by. Hold on, let me check your plates. Like, it's got to be weird.
Do you
weird.
Think there's a Giselle Bündchen out there that doesn't have the dots over the U?
Oh, I'm the one without the...
Bündchen.
It's a routine traffic stop, Bündchen. According to
Not
the story. It doesn't necessarily imply that she did something wrong.
Yeah.
But they go back to the car with her information, and she gets real emotional about the whole situation, and he ends up giving her a ticket, and they show her crying and everything, like pleading with the cop.
Last time so I got pulled over saying, was the tummy.
Yeah, the stress got to her in that moment, and Rich told his story of actually crying, blubber tears, Sandy Lyle crocodile. All right, looking back, Rich, this was in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Were you really crying because you were being a little sports baby bee? Or were you really crying to get out of the ticket?
A combination. I was like, listen,
let it go.
It was desperation. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to cry. And he said, as I said before the break, he looked at me and he said, you are effing pathetic.
And just, you got out of
just
it.
Just go.
Yeah, I never got out of them that way unless I pulled out like a family shield, like a PBA card that says, hey, I'm related to an officer of the law. I got a ticket. I swear to God, I have no explanation for this. I got a ticket for being arrogant one time. I was like, wait, you can get a ticket for that?
Can I give you a ticket for that?
They gave me a ticket. You know, I don't know how.
Citizen's arrest.
For being a Yankees fan?
Yeah.
I was like, 27 rings.
I'm sorry. Here's the citation. I swear to you, that's what he said to me. For being arrogant. And I'm like, well, what's the penalty? Like, what did I do? And they gave me a ticket.
He went to court.
How much was it?
I don't remember.
What's funny is really arrogant.
He went to court to fight it. The minute he walked in the courtroom, they're like, we're keeping the
guilty.
Guilty.
I walked in with my sunglasses, and I didn't understand why.
All right.
And just recently, the last ticket I got, it's the same story that Mike, who runs this place, shared. Same thing.
Who?
Mike, who runs this place. I got pulled over. because I had an expired sticker on my license plate. But I'm like, oh, but wait, officer, I have it. It's in my glove box, my glove compartment. And I pull it out, and they still gave me the ticket.
Oh,
man.
That sucks.
Yeah. I think it was a correction ticket, but either way, I still got the ticket, which sucked. But hey, next time I'll cry like Giselle. I'll cry like Rich Davis.
Well, I said,
but
man.
Giselle got the ticket, so you must be better than her.
I think so. Let me tell you, not just to get out of tickets. This is a tip for men, and it's a little deceptive. So
oh,
I'm just saying, a lot of times if you do something stupid with your wife, make a mistake or do something to hurt her feelings, if you start crying as a grown man, a lot of times if you show that emotional side, sometimes she'll forgive you your stupidity or like feel bad for you.
And you know, vatos are allergic to crying, though.
Well,
right?
You said what? You only vatos are only allowed 96 teardrops in their whole life.
96 teardrops for an entire lifetime. Yeah.
96 teardrops.
Like my wife, he would be like, "What is wrong with
I
you suddenly,
know.
Danny? What if you did something stupid? I don't even know what it would be, but and Brenda's like get all mad and angry at you, and you're like, "Baby, I'm just going through a lot of stuff.
And I
like,
can't even do it."
And you broke down. Bro, no. After Danny would cry like, "Baby." And hold on, do your best Danny G cry. Ready? This is Danny G crying.
First of all, I don't cry like that.
Wow. Man, wow. No. But why? Brenda,
tear.
I'm sorry.
That's so dumb.
Oh, that's a good one, Spot. Boo.
Boo-hoo.
I'm really sad.
Wow. I think that was a song on a Barry White album.
Well, boohoo, I'm really sad in parentheses.
Yeah.
I used to love that track.
Danny's karaoke go-to.
Yeah.
Boo-hoo.
So Rich is saying cry. Is that why you cried at the Bluey episode recently?
I did.
My wife
was mad at me. She's like, oh my God, look at him.
All right, well, hey.
That's the story.
And by the way, I don't think that would work with most women, Rich, if they're not used to seeing
no.
you cry.
Yeah. Rich cries at
they
commercials.
Would just think you're a big weenie and they would lose respect for you.
Hey, I got a question, though.
I'm an emotional basket. Case.
If you're TB12, right, and you read this story, do you reach out and like, hey, I just wanted to see if you were okay?
No.
Not at all? It's not like they don't communicate. They got kids.
Do you reach out to your ex?
Hell no. But No, of course. I don't know. That's why I ask.
All right. Well, know what I ask?
What's the right thing to do?
I ask you, how excited are you about tomorrow night's NFL draft?
Dude.
And before I even give you my thoughts, I'm going to kick it to Danny G. Boo-hoo.
No, I'm not going to cry and unless they draft an edge
rusher.
That we've never heard of that is supposed to go in late second round
if the Raiders don't trade up for a quarterback. Boo-hoo.
I'm reading it right now on NFL Network, on FS1, on ESPN. Everyone's talking about how aggressive are the Raiders going to be in trading up or attempting to trade up to get the quarterback of their choice, or could
Vikings and Broncos too?
Michael Penix Jr. drop to the 20s?
Everybody in the AFC West needs a star quarterback. Otherwise, you are never going to compete with the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. Not really.
Impossible.
Look at what the Raiders did on Christmas. That's pretty much an anomaly because the defense played so good that day. But the offense, you remember Aiden O'Connell couldn't really move the ball that day. It was all Raiders defense. So the Raiders need somebody to at least compete with Aiden O'Connell and Minshew. Minshew, we've talked about him. He's a great spot starter. Could be a great starter down the road. But can the Raiders move up to get Jaden Daniels, who has a past with their new head coach? So that's why everyone put them together immediately. And Jaden Daniels has publicly said he loves Vegas, his favorite city. He loves Antonio Pierce, so he wants to play in Las Vegas. And then there's these rumors that his meeting with the Commanders didn't go so great because he really doesn't want to play there. Who knows? But we do know this. The Washington Commanders want a king's ransom to get up to that second pick.
Ooh, and I know.
I don't think a lot of teams want to pay what they want.
Well, think about it. They gave up a king's ransom to get RG3. So they almost probably have this like in the back of their mind like, well, you know, we want to be on the other end of that now. Here's my question. In past years, when you do a mock draft, whether you're Mel Kiper, because we know that's not Count Chocula. It's Mel Kiper. It's not a vampire. It's not a vampire.
1, 2, 3 draft picks. Ah, ah, ah.
She's got that sweet widow's peak.
Come on. You sure that's Mel Kiper?
Whether you're Mel Kiper, CBS, Fox, NBC, DraftKings, Barstool, Fox, like whatever it is, everyone's mock draft this year is slightly different because mm-hmm. there's more moving parts than ever before. So the spontaneity and the excitement, I think, by far trumps any other draft over at least the last decade because
why?
Outside of Caleb Williams at number one, you really don't know if by tomorrow night, within the next 24 hours, will someone say, hey, Washington, we will give you all of that. We don't know which quarterbacks will go in the first round. There's speculation that it'll be the first time maybe ever that the first 10 picks are all offensive players.
Yeah, no defensive players.
And
which is indicative of where the league's headed, too. Like, maybe just, hey, we're going for big scoring, exciting players.
I mean, there's going to be a team that walks away with Marvin Harrison Jr. Is it really automatically the Cardinals? I don't know.
I agree with you, Rich, because it's been awfully quiet. It has been very calm. Yeah. So tomorrow, I think it's going to be, you know, the storm is going to happen. And everyone's just waiting last minute. What can they get? Apparently, the Patriots are willing to move out of their spot.
And there are certain positions where there's not a lot of depth.
Right.
You guys want a Wednesday fun fact?
Yeah.
You were talking about Reggie Bush and the NIL earlier. Because of the NIL, more draft-eligible players have been returning to school for the money. Mm-hmm. Only 58 underclassmen declared for this draft, the lowest number since 2011, and you guys know why.
Yeah, wow. You know, the Vikings are a team that want a quarterback. Sam Darnold could be a nice little placeholder to, you know, mentor maybe a young J.J. McCarthy, but does he drop to number 11? Does Michael Penix Jr.? Here's one mock draft I'm looking at, Danny G, that says Michael Penix Jr. is taken at number 12 by the Broncos. Now, there's other draft boards that say he drops to the 20s. I just think it's outside of Caleb Williams.
There's so many question marks as far as where they go,
when they go,
and whether or not they even pan out. That's what makes it exciting.
There's some draft gurus who think the Raiders might be able to trade back up into the bottom of the first round to get Penix Jr. I don't think he's going to make it down the draft board that far.
You know what I love about it the most, though? You know, forget about these question marks for a minute because nobody knows. You know when we talked to Jim Lampley about boxing and how he starts to cry on the air when he says he sees these boxers change their lives?
Speaking of crying.
Maybe he was just trying to get out of the interview.
No. Like, when you see these athletes naturally and genuinely react in that moment with their families, that's the best part of it for me, just to see that they changed their families' lives forever, for the most part, in that moment.
When I see
that excitement, and anything can happen in that moment, like something weird always seems to happen in those moments, that adds to the excitement for sure.
Yeah, and when you see those top guys, you know,
that's an emotional thing.
I have a soft spot for watching any guy get drafted and start tearing up with his mom.
I don't know.
That always hits me. It's like,
yeah, it's, hey, we made the dream come true.
It's a team effort.
It's a family effort.
Think of a lot of the narratives, a lot of these single moms that raise their sons to then change the stars of their family. Like, yo, think of all what mom went through. So you see a lot of great stories tomorrow.
You might see
tomorrow.
Some of their girlfriends clout chasing just to get in the shot.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Being too touchy.
Yeah, you're going to see,
Marking territory.
Yeah, all kinds of funny storylines tomorrow.
I said it the other day, but my favorite is CeeDee Lamb's girlfriend grabbing at his phone, and he's like, yo, you're not grabbing my phone anymore. I'm a Dallas Cowboy.
Like, oh, that's so good. That was such a funny moment.
Jaden Daniels is an interesting one. I was watching Speak earlier with Joy and the guys, and they were saying,
Is that the name now?
Yeah, Join the Guys.
Join the Guys. Yeah. That's good.
They were talking about Jaden Daniels, and like when you start comparing, now it's like Michael Vick, Lamar Jackson. Like, is he cut from the same pedigree and cloth? Could he just automatically start being a multi-tool star in the NFL? Like, I think so many of these questions are not answered.
Today somebody called him a taller Kyler Murray.
and then Danny, you say to yourself, well, if Washington, let's just say Washington isn't so sold on Drake May, and maybe they are willing to give up that pick, there might be teams that say, well, hold on a second. if they're not going to pick him, where will he drop to? There's so many little shenanigans going on. And I do wonder, is this like the moment for GMs and front offices to really shine or not? Like, it's really a matter of like who has the best poker face, who's got the best negotiating skills, because someone's going to be on the wrong end of, and the good end of deals.
And nobody's really talking about the Patriots, Rich. They've swung and missed on quarterbacks now since Brady has left.
Well, people say that for as great as Belichick was, and I'm sure we're going to love him on the coverage tomorrow, if there was one weak spot in the Bill Belichick armor, it was they didn't draft well.
Yeah, we've talked about that on this show. So I thought it was interesting that suddenly he's going to be part of the draft coverage. I'm like, that's the one thing you weren't that good at.
And like, look at last year, right? We went over yesterday.
By the way, that in itself is an exciting part of the draft, just to see how
I agree
good he is, or just see how he reacts.
Yeah,
I
remember
moments.
Dan Byer said that was the one part of the draft he was most excited for.
I know. When he said that, I thought he was kidding at first, but then I heard it. No, I'm like,
he's like, yeah, he's like, no,
exciting.
I'm serious.
Yeah, he was serious because of his knowledge in that space, but like you said, it hasn't panned out to his advantage in the past.
We've been at Fox Sports Radio a couple years with this crew and Danny G and Monsi and Iowa Sam, and before that, Ramos. So we've had a year or so where we've watched and hung with each other during drafts. And if you want to just rewind 1 year, there was the who's the star of this draft, and everyone was convinced it was Bryce Young. And, you know, listen, bad team, but didn't really bring it. And then C.J. Stroud looks like, oh, my God, how do we all miss on this guy? Superstar. They got more weapons in the offseason. They have sweet new uniforms. I'm telling you, that team is going to – you're going to see a lot of kids wearing those sweet new Texans jerseys with Stroud on the back.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then you saw Will Levis got his shot, and then he got hurt, but he looked good at times. And Richardson looked great when he played, but then got hurt. So, you know, there's so many question marks. How will these young quarterbacks translate? We don't know. And Danny G,
dude,
the Raiders want a quarterback. I feel like you guys are willing to accept one of four of these guys. Like,
and I don't want this to happen 2 years in a row. If I rewind back to when I was producing Steve Hartman on Saturdays, him and I were debating about C.J. Stroud, and I said, man, this guy's going to be a franchise quarterback. I wanted the Raiders, and I was yelling and shouting about it, to use their draft capital to go up and get him. They haven't had a franchise quarterback in forever, right? I mean, we're talking all the way back to Rich Gannon. Have they not had really had a star quarterback? And they weren't able to go up and get it. Why? The Raiders GM at the time was down for it. Josh McDaniels vetoed it, did not want to go up and get C.J. Stroud, just another bad decision he made. Now, is this going to happen a second year in a row where they aren't able to go up and get a franchise guy like Jaden Daniels? He turns out to be the next C.J. Stroud, and Raider fans are left again like, dang it, we missed again two seasons in a row.
I sent a clip in. I would say, see if you can find this, just to show how dopey fans are. Eddie sent it back. I don't know if you're on. I'll forward it to you. I pulled the clip of when Buffalo Bills fans were just so aggravated that they chose Josh Allen. All the fans
over
like
Josh Rosen.
We wanted
right?
Josh Rosen, yeah. And then there's all clearly you've seen
that
the
right there in itself proves that you never know how it's going to pan
you
out.
Don't know. And I love the footage and the reports of, oh, man, Mahomes will never be an NFL quarterback. He's too sloppy. He doesn't have control.
He talks funny.
He's reckless. He sounds like Kermit the Frog. Oh, yeah. So we don't know, and that's sort of the fun of it, because it's everyone's right tomorrow. And I find the funniest thing, and listen, we work in sports entertainment, so I don't want to bash coworkers, but
no, but you might be disappointed about a guy that pans out and vice versa. You might be excited about some dude that stinks it up.
Because I admit these things because I don't care. I find it ridiculous when people grade a draft. It's like grading a relationship on your first date. It's like grading a relationship before you even go on your first date. Oh, she's the one. You haven't even gone out for a drink yet.
Before you go on the first date.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You haven't been on a date yet, and you're grading the relationship? NFL draft grades are the dumbest thing in sports, radio, and television. Draft grades? Give me a break. I'm a Niners fan. I remember saying, yeah, Trey Lance, the future. I didn't even stick around to watch Purdy get drafted. Like a day later, I'm like, oh, they got another quarterback? Who? Purdy. Okay, yeah. Come on. We don't know.
There's one more thing just as dumb. When fan bases get upset that their team traded picks and future number ones, who cares? As we say on the network, F them picks. The LA Rams proved that you can move that stuff, win a championship, and then, you know, you got to shuffle things around a little bit afterwards, but they've done a nice job on the comeback last season making the playoffs, so it can be done. You don't – most of the times the picks don't pan out anyway, so use that capital to go where you really want to go on the board.
So it all goes down tomorrow.
It makes me laugh.
What else really pumps me up about all this is that we get free food tomorrow right here at Fox Sports.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that the deal? Don't they bring in free food?
I mean, that's what I'm pumped about.
Someone said pizza? Someone said draft night is always free food.
Oh, yeah.
Officially, it's not for us. It's for the crew that starts the evening shift.
Tomorrow, hold on.
I'm sorry. I don't understand.
Hold on 1 second. Tomorrow, my name is Steve Keim. I'll be you're LeVar Arrington tomorrow.
Now, Rich, to really bring it home and to prove that, it could pan out in ways that we can't even foresee, take a listen to that Bills clip you're talking about.
The Buffalo Bills select Josh Allen. So the kid from Fresno who played his college ball in Wyoming is going to...
What are we doing here?
Boo!
And then Josh Rosen. Did he go on to like just cut everybody up too who passed on him?
Josh Rosen, I feel bad for him, but I remember Josh Rosen had the stance of, if you passed on me in the draft, you'll see.
I'm going to make you pay. You'll see. And look how that panned out. He didn't pan out, and Josh Allen's the guy. And you could hear the excitement because they hear Josh like,
It's like, wasn't there an Academy Awards where two people had the same first name and the person started standing up? It's not me. All right, hey, Covino and Rich, get excited, get pumped. Tomorrow's a big day. And like I said, and I think we all agree, that because of the uncertainty and because of...
Tomorrow's Christmas Day for football fans, for sure.
And because we really don't know where these teams are going, and maybe there'll be trades and picks, so it'll be a lot of fun tomorrow night.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
One day I'll have a G-Wagon. True story, way back on a Wednesday, I was walking around freezing my ass off in New York City, and this G-Wagon pulled up, and I looked over, and it was Q-Tip from A Tribe Called Quest. I swear to God.
Nice.
You know, they're from Queens. They're from New York. And I said to myself on that day, one day I'll have a G-Wagon. I'm still waiting.
Hall of Famer Q-Tip.
Hall of Famer Q-Tip. You know, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2024 with Ozzy Osbourne. And
we're running late. Spot, it's time for Midweek Major.
Midweek.
Wager. Covino and Rich get you over the middle of the week with Midweek Major.
Ooh, I love that.
We throw sports and pop culture headlines and topics at the fellas, and it's like the kids say.
That's so mid. Week, definitely major.
CNR scoring. Midweek Major.
Trim it down. Trim it down. We got to go.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I heard a little gurgle in there. Love it.
All right, you hear the horns. That means we've made it to the middle of the week. Before we go to the number one and only host of this segment, we're going to roll the love
toss
dice.
Toss the dice. Toss the dice. We're short on time.
I rolled a six. Yeah. Rich rolled.
That's how many minutes Spot's going to have for this.
Not Rich even.
Rich 10. Goes first.
All right, Rich is going to go first. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the most famous person from Scotch Plains, New Jersey, besides Judy Blume.
Not true.
Spotty Boy.
Hey, Spot. You're talking about G-Wagons. I'll jump right in. Angel Reese celebrating the next chapter of her life as well with a brand new Mercedes AMG G-Class, a.k.a. the G-Wagon.
Wow.
Started with a starting price of $183,000. That's just the starting price. She posted on our social. It's a white G-Wagon with red leather interior, black rims. She said she's really excited. What did she say? New city, new beginnings, new big body Barbie Benz. There you go. Midweek Major.
Major. Ah, sorry, Rich. You go first.
Why would you do that?
Doesn't
because
matter.
Said, because you said that? Mid.
Definitely.
Oh, come on.
And I'll tell you why. Because we all have new cars. She has a nice car. Whoopity-doo.
How much does your car cost?
She made millions of dollars with NIL, and she'll continue to make endorsement money. It's Angel Reese. It's not a nobody. You're friends with G-Wagons. She's a star.
Yeah, but they don't deserve it. You know, they're $183,000. I'm sorry. Not everybody should be able to afford that. They don't. They can't. She earned it. You know, that's a goal in life. I think we should all have goals to shoot for. I think that's awesome. I told you, I saw Q-Tip in one. I said, one day I'll have one. I'm still working toward that. Props to her. She's making her dreams come true. That's major. Make all your dreams come true. All it's a great story. You know what's mid? That weak T-shirt you got on.
That's a good one.
That's so
all right, from the number seven pick to the number one pick in the WNBA draft.
Sort of right.
We heard that Ice Cube and his Big Three League offered Caitlin Clark $5 million was the speculation. Well, the league co-founder, I'll probably butcher this name, Jeff Quatinetz, sure, has revealed that the offer was actually closer to $15 million and believes that Clark was never officially told the offer, like her team kept it from her. The offer included $10 million over 2 years, a percentage of team ownership, half of merch revenue, and a stake in a Big Three doc with a seven-figure advance, all totaling $15 million. He believes that they ignored the offer to stay in the good graces of the NBA, but they'll continue to support her midweek or major. Midweek or major.
I think it's major.
Definitely major.
But her Nike deal, I know a lot of people, including Portnoy at Barstool, think that Nike got her cheap for $28 million over her contract.
He's saying she's worth $80 million for 10 years.
Let me tell you, I think regardless, once you start making tens of millions of dollars, I mean, you're already wealthy. She doesn't need the Big Three, even though I think she should have done it. I think cash in. You're an athlete for a limited amount of time. That your shelf life as a dominant athlete expires in your 30s, right? So make that money. But you know what? She doesn't need it. Again, I heard that between all her deals, she's going to be making $50 to $100 million. So who knows?
It's a major story, but it's kind of mid, and I'll explain why.
That's so mid.
In today's world, where news drops and it travels fast, right? You're going to tell me that there was a $15 million, an official offer on the table, and someone couldn't tweet it out? You couldn't send it out on an Instagram story? It's BS.
Yeah.
It's BS.
It came from the co-owner, though.
I know. I read the story myself, but how can you keep that in and not get it out in today's world? You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. With social media, you could do your own press and PR. If they really wanted her to know, that would be public information. That would have been put out there. We knew somehow the Ice Cube offered, what, five? How many? Did he say five, right?
Five. Yeah. He said five, yeah. Maybe there's more to it. Who knows? All right. Ryan Garcia celebrating his win over Devin Haney in Miami, spotted around. Not with just one hottie, but two hotties. On Tuesday, he was spotted at the beach with social media model Grace Bohr.
And spell her last name?
B-O-O-R.
Okay.
And I was also spotted. Is that right?
I'm just doing, I'm doing research.
I was also, she's hot. I was also spotted on Monday with another social media star, Alexa Delanos, two L's, Rich, kissing in public. As you recall, Garcia announced his divorce in January. Within minutes of announcing the birth of his son. So is this mid-week or major?
I think it's major, but because Ryan Garcia is doing what Ryan Garcia should do. He's a champion. I think, you know, after that ass-whooping he put on Devin Haney this past weekend, he should be with the hottest girls on the beach.
Definitely
That's it.
Major.
I got nothing else.
I think it's major.
Definitely
because it also
major.
Shows you how younger people value commitment and relationships, because he's parading a different girl every hour on social media. None of them care at all.
He's not only a champion boxer, he's a handsome guy.
Yeah, not to mention he just won how many million?
50 million.
50 million this million. Past weekend. It goes to show you, if you're making enough money and you're the man, you're allowed to do whatever you want. And, Rich, you were talking about that show on Netflix, The Circle. You know, young people don't care if you have an OnlyFans page.
Oh, yeah.
They just don't care about anything.
I'm off the air. So, I was telling Kavino, I started watching the new season of The Circle. I know, embarrassing. But one of the questions they asked all the contestants, would you be okay if you were dating someone and then they had an OnlyFans? And all of them were like, yeah, who cares?
Well, none of these girls care at all that Ryan Garcia is dating all 10 of them at the same time.
Yeah. Good for him. One more quickie.
Do you want to squeeze in one
more quickie? Yeah. Super
all right,
quick.
Real quick, I'd be doing a disservice if I did not mention Taylor Swift. As you know, her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, came out last week. Of course, the song The Alchemy was speculated to be about Travis, but apparently there's a line in there that references Jason. Everyone's speculating, talking about, what is it, shirts off and your friends lift you up over their heads, referencing that time at the Buffalo Bills game where he ripped his shirt off. So a nod to both the Kelce brothers. Is this midweek or major?
I think it's major that Jason
major.
Kelce in his wildest dreams before his brother started dating
Taylor Swift.
Imagine he's in a Taylor Swift song. That's hilarious. Jason Kelce, major in a funny way. I'm done.
I think it's kind of mid because the major story
That's
was
so
the
mid.
Fact that she went at Kim Kardashian. Biggest story in regards to this album. But I'll tell you what's even more mid, the album itself, because I listened and it put me to sleep. And I'm not even joking.
Can I get a week for the album?
Yeah.
I would say.
Well, again, if the fans like
it,
then good.
Week.
But I listened to it, man. It's a snore fest. It really is.
Good thing it's not for a 40-year-old guy.
Yeah.
All right, Monsi Bolaños. Let's go to you for an update. Hi, Mons.
Hi, fellas. Francisco Lindor, another home run.
Oh.
So two in the game, and the Mets have officially beat the Giants 8-2.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh, my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.